Mary Duke Biddle Trent Siemens was her charming self in an interview on public television in 2008. The petite woman with passion and grit sat at a table with her double first cousin, Anthony Drexel Duke, while being interviewed by Charlie Rose.
You were there at the inaugural ceremony.
I was indeed.
For Duke University,
1924.
That makes you 90 now.
That's right.
And Mary's 88.
That's right.
Now, what is it in the water down there? What is it? You two look great.
I don't know. I hesitate to think.
But well, thank you. We just have fun doing what we're doing.
And family and friends say Mary Siemens had a fun-filled and rewarding life. Siemens was born in 1920 and was raised in New York City. When she was 15 years old, she moved to Durham at the request of her grandmother, Sarah P. Duke.
My mother was very ill in New York. She didn't seem to feel that I should be in a kind of sick room atmosphere. So she said, come live with me and go to Duke if you can get in.
Siemens got in, completed her studies, and then married surgical intern Dr. Josiah Trent. Siemens' husband died 10 years later. A widow with four daughters, Siemens followed in the civic and philanthropic path of her parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. In 1951, Siemens was the first woman elected to the Durham City Council. Dr. Jean Spaulding is ombudsperson for the Duke University Medical School and a trustee of the Duke Endowment in Charlotte. Spaulding served with Siemens. She says there is no way to count the number of people touched by Siemens.
Because she chaired the board of the Duke Endowment for so long, all of the funding that was given to hospitals, to orphanages, to rural churches, for the purposes of health care and education, all of the individuals who benefited from those investments from the endowment, I think would have to thank Mary Siemens personally.
Siemens also spent a great deal of her life fighting for civil rights, affordable housing, and women's rights.
She leaves, I think, a footprint that cannot really be filled.
In 1953, Siemens married Duke University surgeon James Siemens. Together, they forged an artful path by helping to lead the establishment of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Siemens served as a trustee for more than 20 years.
Wow, this is big. Where are we?
We are standing in the Mary D.B.T. Siemens Great Hall of the Nasher Museum of Art at Duke University.
Kim Rorschach is the Mary D.B.T. and James H. Siemens Director of the Nasher Museum of Art. This great space at the Nasher is one of the last marks Siemens left before her death. She worked tirelessly for years to establish the Duke University Museum of Art in the late 1960s, which today stands as the Nasher. The Mary Duke Biddle Foundation, named for Siemens' mother, awarded one of its largest single gifts, $1 million, to the Nasher.
She served as a bridge between Duke and Durham, and, you know, she was the fountain of all wisdom, and it's just hard to believe that she's not going to be there for all of us.
The Duke family could say the same thing. Charlie Lucas is Siemens' oldest grandchild. He had the opportunity to work with her as a trustee of the Duke Endowment.
She was a happy person. She was passionate about everything she did. And that passion and that enthusiasm was contagious. And when you were around her, you not only loved her, but you loved what you were doing.
Mary Duke Biddle Trent Siemens is survived by her 7 children, 16 grandchildren, and 29 great-grandchildren. Her funeral service will be held Monday afternoon at Duke Chapel. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.